track 8. And now we come to what's on. Well, there are not a lot of events at this time of the year, but at Ashburton Arts Centre on Friday the 31st of January at 7:30 p.m, a Devon dance company called Richard Chapel Dance will present Amplify, a new mixed bill with extracts from its acclaimed productions alongside new works. Also, this will showcase local young talent with performances by leading youth dance companies and secondary schools. Tickets can be booked via the website ashburtonarts.org.uk. Returning to the Theatre Royal, Plymouth, the same company, Richard Chapel Dance, will present an extract from its latest creation, Land Empathy, inspired by the pressing challenges of climate change. This performance will be on the 18th of February at 7:45 p.m. in the Drum Theatre, and tickets can be booked by telephoning 01752 267 222. On the 1st of February, at Exeter Phoenix Arts Centre, English folk singer John Moray will be performing. The gig will also feature Amelia Coburn, who has come through the English Folk Expo monitoring scheme. Tickets for this one can be booked on the website exeterphoenix.org.uk. For opera lovers, there is Vaughan Williams' opera Riders to the Sea, which follows a family of an ancient fishing community haunted by grief at losing nearly all their male members at sea. The one-act tragedy is coming to the Theatre Royal Plymouth from the 7th to the 8th of February and will mark the first time an opera has been shown in the Drum. Tickets can be booked by telephoning the box office on 01752 267 222. And finally, it's Tynmouth Farmers Market on Saturday the 25th of January between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Triangle, Tynmouth.